You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. There are dangerous swimming conditions in Lake Michigan waters off Milwaukee and Racine counties. The National Weather Service says waves up to 5 feet and strong currents will be around through this afternoon. Officials say those going to the beach should avoid the water and watch for updates. The prosecution in Maxwell Anderson's trial yesterday showed jurors surveillance footage from the night Sade Robinson was last seen alive. The two visited local bars before going to Anderson's home. The next day, Robinson's remains were found in Cudahy and her burned-out car was recovered. Detectives testified about arresting Anderson, describing him as visibly shaken. The defense pointed out that he was cooperating during the arrest. Testimony continues today. Two Wisconsin Democratic lawmakers did a pop-in at the Dodge County Jail. Representatives Mark Pocan and Gwen Moore made a surprise visit to the lockup to check on ICE detainees. That's according to WISN 12.
We have congressional prerogative to do an unannounced visit. In fact, I think a requirement, really, morally, to do an unannounced visit to these facilities. Dodge County Jail is the only ICE facility in Wisconsin, so we went to go there. It took about an hour to get us into the process because I think, you know, it was unannounced, and we gave him a letter from the Appropriations Committee from Rosa DeLauro, who's the ranking Democratic member, that explains the law. They got the sheriff there. We had a conversation with him. But there are no ICE officials on premises. In fact, they come every 3 weeks.
Dodge County Sheriff Dale Schmidt gave them a tour, but said he couldn't let them talk to the detainees because the jail only houses them under a federal contract. Pocan and Moore said they were frustrated by the restrictions and want to ensure detainees are being treated well. A Milwaukee man has been charged with framing another man by sending fake threatening letters about President Trump. A criminal complaint says Demetric Scott admitted to writing the letters and pretending to be Ramon Morales Reyes, who was then wrongfully arrested by immigration agents. Prosecutors say Scott did this so Reyes wouldn't be able to testify against him in an upcoming trial. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson helped raise the Pride flag at City Hall yesterday. The mayor was joined by members of the Common Council. It kicks off Pride Month celebrations in the city with a lot of events going on this week. Pride Fest starts Thursday at the Summerfest grounds and runs through Saturday. The Milwaukee Pride Parade steps off Sunday at 2. We're under an unhealthy air quality advisory through tomorrow at about noon. Melissa Kay has more.
Heavy surface smoke is moving into Wisconsin from the northwest. Air quality is unhealthy, and we could see spikes of very unhealthy as the front moves slowly from the northwest to southeast throughout the day. Sensitive groups should consider rescheduling outdoor activities. The DNR recommends going inside if you experience symptoms. People with asthma should have your asthma action plan in place and keep quick relief medicine handy. People with heart disease, keep an eye on symptoms such as palpitations, shortness of breath, or unusual fatigue. The DNR advises everyone to keep outdoor activity shorter and less intense.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WAUKradio.com.
The Packers back in practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers OTAs continue here at Lambeau Field. Anthony Belton is the Packers' second-round pick out of NC State, competing for a spot on the offensive line. I asked him if he's been more nervous or excited to be in the NFL.
It's a little bit of both, because, you know, you're nervous because, you know, you're in a new environment around people you're not really too familiar with, but also it's like you're excited because this is what you've been wanting to do since you was a kid, lifelong dream. You get a chance to keep playing the game you've been loving since a kid. It's like, it's a blessing. But you're going to be nervous at first a little bit.
Baseball, the Brewers and Reds series continues tonight in Cincinnati. Milwaukee winning 3-2 last night, thanks to another home run by Christian Yelich, named National League Player of the Week. Yelly, hit by a pitch Sunday, still managed to hit his sixth home run in the past 10 games.
He crushed two balls tonight that, you know, sore hand or not, he's living up to his Player of the Week, you know, outstanding.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Mark Hamill is done, as Luke Skywalker, that is. The actor says no one should ever expect him to appear as Luke Skywalker again in any way, shape, or form. Deadline reports that Hamill says the franchise should rely on new faces. He last appeared as Luke Skywalker as a mentor to Daisy Ridley's character Rey in The Last Jedi. He's probably serious, but as we've learned, a Jedi never really dies. Just 5 days until you can purchase Bathwater Bliss, also known as the Sydney Sweeney-inspired soap. What inspired it? The fact that there is a market for men who want soap that smells like her bathwater. Sweeney says it's a way to connect with her pre-vert fans, and let's be honest, it's a lot more intimate than an autograph. I'm not really sure whether or not the soap will get you clean, but I doubt her patrons are concerned about that. Sweeney, on the other hand, might be the cleanest person in the world because if the soap sells like hotcakes, she'll be in the tub around the clock.
Mmm, hotcakes.
Clint Eastwood is tired of sequels, franchises, and remakes. Join the club, bruh. The four-time Oscar winner is a spry 95 years old and says he misses the days when writers would hole up in a bungalow on a studio lot and churn out movies like Casablanca. The 95-year-old star of In the Line of Fire and the director of Juror No. 2 says he plans on working for a long time. Eastwood says he'll work as long as he can still learn something or until he is truly senile. 95, a sense of humor, still making movies, and he can probably take you. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you like good old-fashioned manhunts, check out American Manhunt, The Search for Osama Bin Laden. At first, I had no desire to relive 9/11, but watching it with my kids was an experience. The American Manhunt series, not to be confused with Manhunt, The Search for America's Most Gorgeous Male Model, includes two other mini-docs, The Search for O.J. Simpson and the Boston Marathon Bombing. All the series can be watched good old-fashioned binge-style on Netflix. No real big surprises at the box office last weekend, as last week's champion and runner-up remain the same, each showing about a 50% drop-off from opening weekend, which is pretty impressive. Lilo and Stitch came in first place again in the box office race at $63 million domestically, followed by Mission Impossible The Final Reckoning, which brought in $27 million at the gate. Disney is actually celebrating a milestone after this weekend, with the studio going over $1 billion for the year to date. This marks the 20th year in a row, with the exception of COVID in 2020, that the studio has brought in $1 million a year. The highest new release last weekend was The Karate Kid, which was hoping for about $25 million, but came in at $20 million. In fourth was another repeat offender, as Final Destination Bloodlines brought in $10.8 million, and horror film Bring Her Back was fifth with $7 million. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming mostly cloudy with scattered showers by later this afternoon. Our high today, 77. Tonight, rain likely, could be a half inch or more with another quarter inch possible tomorrow. Our low tonight, 56. High tomorrow, a cooler 62. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.